This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee. He's also a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of his state in 2010. We want to get his thoughts today on an effort he recently made to bring a delegation to Guantanamo Bay so folks could see what really goes on there and how life would be different for those detainees if they were brought to the mainland United States. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
To make a long story short here, Congressman, a facility in Michigan, Standish, Michigan, is one of the two facilities being publicly mentioned as a possible place to house the detainees from Guantanamo Bay when the detention facility there is closed. You have been strongly opposed to that. So you tried to put together a delegation to head down to Guantanamo. Explain why you did that and what response you got from the Obama administration.
What I wanted to do is I wanted to bring a fact-finding delegation of Michigan folks, Michigan media, Michigan legislators, and local leaders down to Gitmo so that they could take a look at that facility for themselves, see how it's different or how it may be similar to the facility that we've got in Standish, Michigan, so that we could evaluate whether that facility was appropriate or not. The second thing is I wanted the information on who's being held in Gitmo. I wanted transparency as to who these people are, what their backgrounds are, what they did to get themselves into Gitmo, what they've done while they've been there that have presented perhaps special challenges. Transparency, and the administration has come back and said no. Now, I could take that as a personal rebuttal and say, you know, shoot, I really wanted these folks to be able to go and see this and learn for themselves. I'm taking a more optimistic view that, because in the letter it says, you know, we'll make a decision, Pete, on some of your requests once we've made a decision as to whether these folks are going to be moved or not. I think that I'm hopeful that maybe what the administration is doing is they're reconsidering the idea of moving these people onto the continental United States, that they've heard from the people in Kansas and the people in Michigan who said, we don't want them here. We've got a brand new facility for them in Gitmo. Leave them here. I'm hoping that's exactly what's happening and that the president is reconsidering and maybe will allow Gitmo to stay open.
There was a town hall in the Standish community. I know you were there. It didn't get a tremendous amount of national media attention, but it did get some. And describe for our listeners what the overall sentiment was there and why folks seem to be leaning the way they are.
I think, you know, the mayor there believes that the mayor there believes that the silent majority is open to the folks coming into Standish. Clearly, the public majority was, their sentiment was, we don't want them here. Our guards are still going to lose their jobs because these facilities will be manned by Department of Defense or federal employees. State employees will not be the ones that will be hired to guard these folks. There might be some jobs available for local people for maintenance, for cleaning, food preparation, and those types of things. But they recognized that overall, when you put everything together, everything that they currently know about, they were opposed to this idea. And then recognizing that whatever else they might have learned as to who these people are and what they've done, it would probably tilt the scales even heavier against moving these people into Standish, Michigan.
Talk a little bit more about your reasoning for wanting this trip down to Guantanamo. Was it to show that that facility is perfectly adequate in itself, or to show the differences between that facility and what Standish has to offer?
Well, I think number one is to demonstrate why we picked Gitmo and Guantanamo in the first place. It's isolated. You can't get there. You know, for people who maybe see it as a target, you can't get there. You can bring people in and out of there, and the rest of the jihadist movement, Al-Qaeda, will never be able to figure out who those folks are and target them and their families for, perhaps reprisals. So just to show, hey, you know, this is an isolated facility. There's reasons we went to an isolated facility. Standish, Michigan, or Fort Leavenworth are not isolated facilities. So, you know, I think the geography was important. The second thing is people can go in and say and see that this is a facility designed specifically around the challenge that Al-Qaeda, jihadists, pose in terms of imprisonment. It's a very different facility. It's a supermax type of facility. I don't think Standish has all of those capabilities. We'd have to rework much of our Standish facility. People would say, well, that's a waste of money. We just spent, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars building this facility. Why would we mothball that one and try to fix one in Michigan to make that happen? And then I think perhaps, I'm not sure whether they do it or not, but whether they have an opportunity to get a look at these prisoners themselves. And I know that for some of my colleagues and I, as we've looked at these folks, it's hard to describe, but you kind of look at them and you say, when they're looking back at you, it's probably politically incorrect to say, these people just look evil. They haven't renounced jihadism. They are still committed to killing Americans, to destroying our way of life. And you kind of get that when you look at them face to face, and it's like, whoa, these are bad folks. I like them right here, and I really don't want to move them into my community.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. The last time we were together, you said that if the American people and certainly the people of Michigan could see what you have seen in classified information related to the program at Guantanamo Bay, it'd be very clear why moving them to this country is a bad idea. We got a little bit more information declassified when the whole CIA probe got launched, and we got the whole back and forth between former Vice President Cheney and the administration. Was the type of information you were talking about earlier released, or is that still being held under lock and key?
The information that I'd like released, more of it released, is still under lock and key. It's not available. It has not yet been made available, and it hasn't been leaked in one format or another. It's still classified information, and I still believe that if and when the president makes a decision to relocate these folks somewhere into the United States, that the people of that community and of that state ought to have full access and full transparency of that data as they evaluate the risks of moving these people into their state, into their community, and whether they're willing to accept that risk.
Congressman, we'll keep following the story, as I know you are on top of it. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in his state in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.